It's Ram Power Days at Moran Blue Water CDJR, where they're offering huge savings and great lease deals on the new 2024 Model Ram 1500 Crew Cabs. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
1380 WPHM. Stephen Tulloch was a linebacker in the National Football League, spent about 4 years in Detroit with the Lions from 2011 to 2015, played in Tennessee and Philadelphia. Well-liked in this community, a big fan favorite, and still has ties to the Detroit area, and he's continuing to help out the community as well. We're going to tell you how, and he's on the line with us right now. Stephen, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, hey, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. What is it like as a former Lion to see what this team is doing this year?
Oh man, I might be the biggest Lions fan. I'm just super proud of the organization, seeing how things have changed over the years, and obviously, you know, Caldwell leaving, we took a back step, but I think we're back on track with Campbell. The excitement in the city is amazing. The fans are excited. The organization, everyone's just, you know, everything's positive, and it's one of the best starts we've had in a very, very long time with this franchise. So a lot of momentum, a lot of new fans, and I guess we can get away from saying the same old Lions.
Yeah, I mean, brand new Lions, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen more people become Lions fans over the last couple of weeks than I've seen since my playing years, so it's good to see.
And I've heard a lot of former players, too, even those that never played in Detroit, say, man, I wish that I had a chance to play for a guy like Dan Campbell. What do you think of the coach?
I think he's phenomenal. I mean, it's always good when you have a player's coach who understands what it's like, the daily grind to be a professional player, but still be able to command a level of respect from the team. And I think it's spread across the organization, from the cafeteria to the training room, to the equipment managers, to on the field with the coaches, that the culture has definitely shifted. Guys want to play for you. It said a lot about the team when they came back and won 7 straight games, you know, who they're playing for and what they're all about.
Yeah.
A couple pieces away, you know, and a lot more about a team that can handle adversity with second-string players and still play at a high level. Because as the season goes on, depth is going to be a huge part of team success. And the Lions are clearly showing that they have the depth to be able to perform at a high level with starters or second-string players. I mean, this team has all the pieces to be as great as they want to be.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. And I know that you're keeping a close eye on them, because you keep a close eye on Detroit. Even though you grew up in Miami, you're not from Detroit. You spent a few years here, and you continue to really embrace this community through your Stephen Tulloch Foundation. Tell us, Stephen, about the foundation, why you started it, and what it's doing to help Detroit.
Well, I started my second year in the NFL. After I got drafted in 2006, I started 2007, and I wanted to give back to people. I grew up in a nursing home helping older people, and I just love giving back and helping communities that I'm in. And so when I got to Detroit, I started working with Sherry Hendrinos, and we put a plan together called Operation 55, helping kids with cancer, women with cancer in underprivileged schools, and it's been amazing. Really love the impact we've made in Detroit. Even 6 years of me being retired, I still want to be involved in the city because I love the fans. I love the community. I just love everything about Michigan and the Midwest people. So, you know, we're activating. We're getting back into activating our foundation there. We have a big event October 28th in Birmingham at Sidecar Sliders Bar. And, you know, we're going to raise money for a good cause. I started a brand called Circle House Coffee here in South Florida. We're supplying coffee to NFL teams, Detroit Lions being one of them. And so I just want to get back in the community and let people know every time they buy our coffee, 55 cents goes back to the foundation to be able to help support causes such as breast cancer, kids' cancer, underprivileged kids. Just try to make an impact the best way I can.
Stephen, where did your love for coffee come from?
So as a professional player, when you walk into a facility, they have a whole coffee bar. Any team you go to is a full coffee station. I mean, you talk about getting there early in the morning, 6 o'clock, 6:30, and you're going all day till 5 o'clock. So a lot of players and staff live on coffee. That's what kind of fuels us throughout our day. When I retired from the NFL, I went to coffee school in Seattle to learn coffee and started buying real estate and created a drive-through coffee brand here in South Florida called Circle House Coffee. And it's been, you know, it's been doing great. And just my relationship with the NFL, to be able to, you know, have the connections, I'm able to get my product into the NFL and have other teams and organizations try it out, love it, and be able to supply coffee to them so it fuels their day. So everything's full circle.
I guess so. Circle House Coffee is Stephen Tulloch's coffee brand. And I think especially, Stephen, when people know that by enjoying this this blend of coffee, they're also helping give back to communities that are special to you. I mean, that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. I think whenever you start a brand, or at least for myself, it's important to have a mission behind the brand and a why. You know, Circle House Coffee's philanthropic vision is to give back to our local and global communities. And we stand transparent by it and giving back to something that I've always loved to do and I enjoy doing. So to be able to have a brand that supports that and part of the proceeds go to helping the Stephen Tulloch Foundation to provide care and aid for people in need, to me it's just a phenomenal business to be a part of, and I'm glad I'm able to transition to that to continue to still give back.
The event is coming up Saturday, October 28th. This will be at the Slider Sidecar Bar in Birmingham, as you said. Very limited number of tickets available. You can get them online at the website for your foundation, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the website is Tulloch55.com, or you can go to CircleHouseCoffee.com and get tickets. Like you said, it is limited, and hopefully I'd love to get everybody in there, but they only have a certain amount of capacity. But it's for a great cause. We're going to raise money. We're going to help impact the community in Michigan and keep this thing rolling and provide an opportunity for people in need.
That is fantastic. What are some of the things your foundation does in Detroit?
So right now in Detroit, we do Athletes Adopting Family in December. We provide families with cancer. We get their Christmas list, and we provide them the Christmas list they want for their kids. Obviously, financial stress. So we raise money to provide them to help pay for the bills. October, we do a breast cancer event. We bring about 200 women with surviving and that are dealing with cancer together for a night out to be able to encourage and promote and be able to, you know, bring a sense of peace as they go through these hard times. So those are two things we're doing now. But like I said, we're back in Detroit full time, and we're looking to kind of take on other activities and get back into Detroit public schools as well.
That is fantastic. You mentioned all the new Lions fans out there and all the hype around this team. I keep hearing Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Is this a team that can go to the Super Bowl?
I think they have all the tools to do so. It's a long season, and any given Sunday, anything can happen. So I think if they keep taking the approach of one game at a time, focus on the next opponent, everything else will fall into its place. The first step is winning the division. You win the division, you get that first round bye, you're two games away. So that should be the main goal, is to find a way to win the division and get everyone healthy. So those last two games, you're giving it all you got. So I think they're on track. They're doing a great job. I love what they're doing. I think the defense is turning around. They're playing lights out. The offense is doing great. Goff is running the offense. I mean, they have all the special teams are doing great. I mean, they have all the right tools and the right coaching staff and the organization, Ms. Ford, Mr. Woods, and those guys upstairs. So they're doing everything that they have to do to get things right. So I'm happy about that.
And the right coffee, too, right?
And the right coffee, right? You go to the facility, get some Circle House coffee, and it gets their day started. So hopefully the coffee stays there and they continue to win.
Hey, Stephen, great talking to you this morning. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. Thanks for everything that you do for the community.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Love your show, man. Keep up the good work.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Stephen Tulloch, former Detroit Lion and all-around good guy with his Stephen Tulloch Foundation. He's still giving back to Detroit all these years later, and his coffee is Circle House Coffee. You can go to his foundation to find out more about it, more about the event coming up on Saturday in Birmingham. It is Tulloch, T-U-L-L-O-C-H, 55.com, Tulloch55.com.